Mike Gardia, Johnny Heller, and Dion Audio present Skybreak by Mike Gardia. Read by Johnny Heller. For Marie and Melanie, and dedicated to the memory of Chief Master Sergeant Jose Matos, 1948 to 2021, who tragically passed away while this book was in production. Introduction. In the summer of 1990, mankind stood on the brink of a new era. Gone were the days of the Cold War. The Iron Curtain had fallen, Germany had reunified, and the once mighty Soviet Union lay on its deathbed. But as communism faded from Eastern Europe, and America reaped the benefits of her new peace dividend, a new conflict loomed on the horizon. On the morning of August 2, 1990, Iraqi forces, under the command of Saddam Hussein, invaded the tiny emirate of Kuwait. Within hours, the Kuwaiti defenses collapsed under the onslaught of the Iraqi army. The invasion drew fierce condemnation from the international community and prompted the United Nations to demand Saddam's withdrawal. Undeterred by the rhetoric, the Iraqi dictator massed his forces along the Saudi Arabian border and dared the world to stop him. In response, the U.S. military led a coalition of 34 nations in what became Operation Desert Storm, a violent air and ground campaign to eject the Iraqis from Kuwait. At the tip of the spear were the men of the U.S. Air Force's 58th Fighter Squadron. Mounted aboard their F-15C Eagle fighter jets, these young aviators took to the sky against the Iraqi Air Force, a battle-hardened cadre of fighter pilots with recent combat experience from the Iran-Iraq War. Although confident in their capabilities and the quality of their F-15s, these untested American pilots were flying into combat against the latest and greatest aircraft from the latter-day Soviet Union, including the MiG-29 and the Sukhoi Su-24. However, despite the odds and their lack of combat experience, the 58th Fighter Squadron decimated the Iraqi Air Force in one engagement after another. On the first day of the air war, January 17, 1991, Captain John J.B. Kelk claimed the first aerial victory of Desert Storm, downing the first MiG-29 in combat. In less than 30 days, the 58th Fighter Squadron flew more than 1,600 combat sorties and destroyed 16 Iraqi aircraft, more than any other coalition unit. Indeed, over the course of Desert Storm, the 58th Fighter Squadron accomplished feats that no other air unit matched. These included the most air-to-air kills, the most double kills, the most sorties and hours flown by an F-15 unit in theater, and the highest number of MiG-29s destroyed by a single unit, 5 in total. Stationed at Eglin Air Force Base, Florida, the 58th Fighter Squadron was America's premier F-15 unit. Activated in 1941, the 58th Fighter Squadron served with distinction in both the Mediterranean and China-Burma-India theaters of World War II. During operations in the Mediterranean theater, the squadron earned its nickname, the Guerrillas, for their unorthodox guerrilla-style flying techniques. Throughout its various campaigns over Europe and Asia, the 58th flew iconic aircraft, such as the P-40 Warhawk, P-47 Thunderbolt, and P-38 Lightning. In 1950, the squadron was among the first to receive the new F-86 Sabre, followed soon thereafter by the F-89D Scorpion. By the early 1970s, the 58th Fighter Squadron had received the ubiquitous F-4 Phantom II, the iconic fighter jet of the Vietnam era. In 1972, the squadron deployed to Udorn Royal Thai Air Force Base, flying combat missions over Vietnam. During this deployment, the 58th scored two air-to-air victories against North Vietnamese aircraft, downing a MiG-19 and MiG-21. In 1979, the 58th became the first squadron in the 33rd Fighter Wing to receive the new F-15 Eagle. The F-15 would remain the squadron's primary aircraft until September 2009, when the 58th became the first F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter training unit. The idea for Skybreak began in the fall of 2019 as I finished my previous book, Wings of Fire, A Combat History of the F-15. Throughout my research, I was astounded by the accomplishments of the American F-15 pilots and their ground crews during Desert Storm. Although the F-15 had seen combat with the Israeli Air Force in the skies over Lebanon, it remained untested in the hands of American pilots. The Iraqi Air Force, meanwhile, was the largest in the Middle East, and they had recent combat experience from their 8-year war with Iran. Yet in spite of the odds, American pilots handily defeated the Iraqi Air Force in a matter of weeks. Throughout the conflict, several fighter squadrons earned distinction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?